Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Magically, across Arizona, the machines are going down everywhere. In every other battleground state, but nowhere else. David, I was asking during the break what is most important in the closing comments. You said this election tonight, David Icke.
Yeah, it's a really big day for America, this, because if the Democrats that are completely controlled and owned by this cult, I mean, great chunks of the Republican Party are also, but there are people within the Republican Party who can see some of it and are prepared to push back against it. But if the Democrats go on in power for much longer, then America will be finished. They'll complete the job that they've set out when Biden officially came to power to do. The southern border, the economy, energy, everything. It's about destroying America. That's what they're there to do. And so tonight is it's vital that that power is taken away, and we have others who are looking at this in a different way. And if the Republicans do get decent, good people into office today, the first thing they should start doing is getting rid of that bloody useless, cult-owned Republican leadership on Capitol Hill. Because that at that point where the Democrats meet the Republican leadership, they are the same bloody party. I mean, someone told me that Liz Cheney was a Republican. I laughed. I mean, she's a cultist. That's why she has been pushing what she's been pushing. She's not a Republican. She's a one-party stater, just like so many of them. And so today, it's so important that the Democrats lose power. I mean, you know, I don't operate in the political level, it's all, a game. But in this case, getting wresting power from the Democrats is absolutely vital. And again, as in 2020, you're going to have, as we are already seeing, it would seem, you're going to have a massive, massive effort to scam this election, because they've lost the people in terms of the majority they have. And so the only way they can do it is to scam it. And they'll have had this organization to do so in place for a long time.
Keep going, David.
And that's what I would say to people in America, that, looking from afar, it's not my country. If the Democrats continue in power, then it's going to be at the end of America.
And then if you're like me, you can go on for an hour. I stepped away to the printer machine 30 feet away while you were talking to articles I'm printing. I was listening to you intently in my earpiece. So, in closing, this is a human beachhead against tyranny. There's a global awakening. Are you overall optimistic with a minute and a half left about humanity's awakening? And you talked about time frames on my show 15 years ago. Should there be a big awakening in 2016, a counterstrike in 2020, and by 2026 or so, we'd know whether we'd beat them or not? Do you still stand by those numbers that have already come true so far?
I do. I absolutely do. And, you know, it's about perspective, too. I mean, I remember what it was like in 1990, 91, 92, 93, and on through the 90s and across the millennium in terms of getting interest in this information and people becoming aware that actually the world wasn't like they thought it was. But today, it's fantastic, the number of people who've woken up to it. And so there's a lot to be optimistic about. And like I say, it's very important, at least, you know, on this level of politics, that the cult-owned Democrats lose control today.
Well, I got to tell you, in all the key battleground districts, magically the machines have basically all gone down.
There you go. Yeah, they've been setting it up, haven't they? I mean, you know, Biden said it. This guy Fetterman has said it. Well, it's going to be a long time before you get the vote. Why? Oh, well, we've got to fix it. Oh, right, gotcha. That's what it's all about. The people that control the Democratic Party, this cult, demonic cult, they have no shame.
And I've got some good news and bad news. InfoWars is running the biggest sale of 2022 right now on our amazing products. Your chance to empower your body, your health, your immune system, and more, and keep us on the air, a win-win. The bad news is a bunch of our best-selling products have already sold out, and because of supply chain breakdowns, it'll be months and months until these great products come back in. X3 sold out. Our great American Coffee Blend has sold out. BioTree Selenium has sold out. But what hasn't sold out is DNA Force Plus, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, Whole Food Multivitamin, Brain Force Ultra, Supermel Vitality, and so much more. So, you've only got a few weeks to get these products at the lowest price you're ever going to find them. Don't fight the crowds. Don't fight the traffic. Don't do all your Christmas shopping in a month like a fool. Do it now. Get it all over with. Get a great deal. And keep InfoWars on the air while empowering your body. InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
There must be some kind of way out of here. All right, I thought it would be 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Then we see the machines go down and the classic fraud and the key battleground areas where Democrats are losing. It's happening the last 3-4 hours. I have endless videos, endless news reports in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Arizona, in Georgia, in Wisconsin, everywhere, where Republicans are winning in massive numbers, as the polls showed. The machines are all failing and falling apart. Here's a short clip out of Maricopa County, that key area that turns the state blue, everybody else is red. You can vote Democrat but not Republican. And this is what they're confirming. So the glitches are you can only vote Democrat to turn the voters away so they go away. Then they turn the machines back on, and God knows what they've done. Here it is.
I understand what you said. What did you just say?
Okay. With this election, you can vote in any precinct.
No, you said the Republican side is not what?
I don't have staff, so we are closed right now.
So for the Democrat, I can vote Democrat?
You can vote Democrat.
But not Republican.
Not Republican. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
So you can vote Democrat, but you can't vote Republican. We have dozens of videos. Same thing happening. That's why Biden said, don't get mad. Don't be a terrorist. You're going to lose. And Fetterman said, I don't care if I'm 10 points behind in polls. I'm going to win tonight. And their computer system that monitors at the state level to make sure people don't vote multiple times, it went down as well. So that's coming up after our guest leaves us. But I pledged here, and then after this hour, it's going to be all election news right past midnight tonight. I pledged to myself not to get distracted from the big issues. And that is, whether you are in Germany or whether you're in Sweden or whether you're in the U.S. or Canada or Australia, it's all the same numbers. A whole stack of news on this. Bombshell government reports, COVID shots causing massive infertility, miscarriages, and stillbirths. And the numbers all track the same, whether it's Germany, Sweden, the United States, and in places like Israel and Australia, where it's even higher uptake of the shot, the numbers are even higher. 82% of pregnant women who got vaccinated for COVID during first or second trimesters suffered miscarriages. New England Journal of Medicine. It goes on and on. So joining us is a former member of Parliament in Australia, George Christensen, is up in the middle of the night in Australia, valiantly fought against him, just got targeted and removed from office by him. And he's here with us to talk about the numbers that aren't debatable. This is all confirmed. It's not a theory to talk about the numbers of stillbirths and miscarriages in Australia, because, again, we're all interconnected. This is happening to everybody where they rolled this out. George, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex, and we're certainly hoping here in Australia that there's a victory for freedom in your midterm elections over there. I know that's very important.
Well, tell us what you're seeing in Australia with stillbirths and miscarriages.
Yeah, look, the Australian Bureau of Statistics collates data on various different things, and one of them that they collate is on births, and there's a chart which has just come to light in recent days, which shows on average every month there is between roughly 23,000 to 25,000 births, and that's been going on for a long, long time, Alex, down here. But interestingly, the data only goes up until November of 2021, December rather, of 2021. And what we see in November and December are two substantial drops. In November of 2021, the birth rate goes from 23,000, which is ordinary in October, that's sort of on the lower end of normal, but it drops in November of 2021 down to 18,186 births. Now, that's a 25% drop, and it's shocking in itself. But then in December, the record that they've got there is 6,659 births. So a drop from an ordinary rate of 26,000 births per month to 6,659 births, as recorded by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. That's a 72% decrease in births. And surprise, surprise, I'm seeing nothing about this in the mainstream media, no discussion around it, nothing from the ABS is to explain.
And what's staggering is whether you're in Israel, Australia, Canada, the U.S., Germany, Sweden, U.K., the graphs are almost identical. I mean, we've never seen a drop in 100 years in statistics like this.
Well, that's right. It's extraordinary. Now, look, I have some people who are statisticians and economists that have looked over this, and they've said to me to be careful with the December data, which is extremely low. But they said that the November data, the 18,186 or a 25% drop on the lower end of normal, they said that that is the one to look at. That's still a massive drop, 25% reduction in the birth rate in 1 month. And then we go into that 72% reduction, which could be, Alex, that there is more data to come in. But I'm a bit suspect about that claim because, you know, we're now here in November 2022, and you would think that the data for December 2021 for births would all be there in the official statistical agency for the nation of Australia. But that's where we have it. And this goes to other things which I became aware of as a member of parliament, and it only confirms my suspicions. I knew of a doctor in Brisbane. His name was Dr. Luke McClendon. He wasn't just any old doctor. He was a specialist in fertility health. In fact, he was the president of the Australian Institute for Restorative Reproductive Medicine. He was fired from Brisbane's Mater Hospital. And there's a lot of questions about why he was fired. Before he was fired, I actually met with him, and he told me that he was doing research into the cohort of women that he works with as a doctor. And that cohort of women is people who, or women who, if they haven't had a baby and they've been trying to have a baby for over 12 months, they're put into a particular subset within the sort of fertility health sector. And that subset normally has a miscarriage rate of around 13 to 15%. And that's something that's known internationally with this particular subset. But what is post-vaccination in Australia, you've got to remember, our vaccination rates were said to be up around 96% for the adult population. So a lot of jabbed people out there. And they said, you know, there's no issues. Go and get it if you're pregnant. So he looked at his cohort of patients and he saw that the number had jumped from 15% to almost half of his patients that were having miscarriages. He dug into the data a bit deeper, Alex, and what he found was when he separated the vaccinated from the non-vaccinated patients, that amongst the unvaccinated, it was the normal 15% miscarriage rate. Amongst the vaccinated women, that miscarriage rate went up to 75%. Now, he has the data.
Well, that's what the New England Journal of Medicine showed, 82%. I mean, this is the biggest naked scandal. It's not even hidden. They admit it. How would they think they'd get away with this, George?
Well, just like this guy, they've fired him, they've swept it under the carpet, they've stopped his research and stopped him from being able to publish as a credentialed doctor, I guess. So, you know, they're trying to sweep it under the carpet. But as I said, with the data from the ABS, we've heard absolutely nothing about the 25% drop in the birth rate in November 2021. We've heard nothing about the 72% drop in December 2021. So it really is bizarre. And I don't know, Alex, how long this sort of silence from government, from big corporate media, how long it can go on for, because with shows like yours, with an array of new independent media coming onto the market, including here in Australia, this information is getting out there. And
it is. Stay right there. Nation First. Nationfirst.substack.com. You're 18,000 miles away, but we're talking to you. I want to talk about how Australia and Canada were picked as the most draconian lockdown zones. Australia and what the awakening's like there and where this is going. You're going to leave us. I'm going to hit all the latest election news. They're trying to steal it again. It's not debatable. They're really doing it again. Now we know what Biden.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Is our guest for another segment. Then we're going to look at the election and the Democrats say it's going to stay open for weeks now and machines failing all over the country and people not able to vote and so much more. This is a revolution, a peaceful revolution. They're trying to block it. George Christensen, 35,000 foot view of Australia, the main battleground, an island prison colony, rising from the ashes back to its previous tyranny, from the great decades and decades of freedom you've had to some extent. What has happened since all the draconian forced injections and police beating people up and banning demonstrations? Are Australians just brushing themselves off and forgetting what happened to them so they can come back and do it again, or are they angry? What's happening to bring the criminals to justice?
Look, there's a large number of people that have just unfortunately brushed themselves off and tried to forget about it. But on the positive side, I mean, amongst the freedom movement, as we call it here in Australia, amongst that freedom movement, there's been a coalescing. And this is good to see. They're out in force now in state elections, which we've got coming up, to try and oust those leaders, those political leaders that actually rode roughshod over people's rights, such as Victoria's Daniel Andrews. He's definitely in the firing line, so to speak. He was the one who authorised police officers to go and shoot projectiles at people, bash little old ladies in the street, that sort of thing, choke women, who weren't wearing masks. This sort of thing was beyond the pale. So people are now trying to get their payback at the ballot box and by being active in elections. So that's really good to see, Alex. But, yeah, sadly, there are a lot of people who just tried to put it down the memory hole. Unfortunately, that sort of attitude has a way of coming back to bite you, because in the media just recently, what we've had is speculation that there could be another round of lockdowns before Christmas. And that was speculated by none other than the Chief Health Officer for Australia. So here we go again, perhaps. But I think that there'll be so much pushback on that if it was to happen that it might just break the back of the whole medico-tyranny that's been going on. And so they probably won't go there because they know that there will be immense pushback.
And you've also got, just like the Netherlands, the WEF agenda of banning cows and sheep because of their evil methane gases they let off. What's happening there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, the same. The government here is signed up completely to the climate change cult. They have agreed to ban or to significantly lower methane emissions. That is going to definitely impact on Australian livestock, Australian cattle, Australian sheep, what have you. The farmers out there are incredibly worried. The government hasn't said how this is going to happen yet, but we've seen how it's happened in other countries, and how it's happened in other countries is by the culling of the herd. And so whether or not we're going to have farmers have their livestock head limited, they'll have to go out and actually shoot those animals or euthanize them some way, that potentially is on the cards. Now, the government's saying they're not going to do that, but I just don't understand how they're going to meet those methane emissions.
Because they're saying the farts are bad. Well, that's always been part of our atmosphere. We've always had bovine, the buffalo. Every country has its own, you know, animals roaming around. They're literally just listing what we put off as creatures on the planet as bad to outlaw us and regulate us and say we're criminals. I mean, this is preposterous.
Well, they want us to eat bugs, Alex, and down under here we actually are eating bugs. I mean, in schools, and this wasn't even communicated properly to parents, but there are a whole host of schools where they're...
Same thing with the Netherlands, same thing with Canada. They just feed them bugs at lunch and don't ask the parents.
That's right. That's what happened down here. It was exposed. A whole heap of schools where the kids from their canteen were being fed bug-based foods. That is disgusting. The parents should have been informed, but more than just being disgusting, there's health issues because we know that there's that these bugs are unhealthy, that they have potentially cancer-causing side effects from eating it on a long-term basis. So the fact that this is being done to school kids just shows the evil intent here. I mean, they can't do it to the populace, so we'll prep the youngsters in this.
Well, that's right. For those who don't know, the exoskeleton of bugs is highly carcinogenic and toxic. Unless your gut's designed as an insectivore, and not many creatures are. Humans don't eat bugs because we're not designed to. We have a revulsion of it because it's toxic.
And they made those kids do it, Alex. They made innocent kids across Australian schools eat this stuff without their parents knowing. And yet we haven't had all hell break loose in the populace. So I'm going to tell you, if it was one of my children that was going to school where that's happened, the principal probably wouldn't be standing.
So how are going back to my previous question, how angry are Australians? I mean, is there any pushback against the criminals and what they've done?
Oh, I think that yes, there is. I mean, there is a lot of pushback. There are a lot of people that want to see some form of justice. Whether we see that or not is yet to be seen. There was a small inquiry that was held into COVID. It did find that there was serious government overreach, so that's a good thing. Are any heads going to roll over it? No. So there's been a continual call for a Royal Commission. Now, a Royal Commission has wide-ranging powers. They can recommend charges be put against people. And so, you know, there's a lot of us that are still pushing for something like that. But the problem with it is, Alex, that we move away from one problem and then another problem's put before us. Right now, the government is using a whole spate of very conveniently timed cyber attacks or hacks on big businesses to push for a digital identity system to be introduced in a compulsory way here in Australia. And so that's the next fight that's looming for freedom here. And, you know, we've had all of these major hacks that have happened in a very short period of time. It's very strange how that happens. And, of course, the government then stands up and says, we'll be your white knight. We'll protect you, Australian public. We'll get all of your data and we'll put it into a hub for safekeeping. We'll make you do it compulsorily. And it sort of beggars belief, because if they can hack these major companies, I think they could hack the Australian government as well and get all the data that's kept centrally. So it doesn't make sense. It's not about protecting people. This is about, again, trampling over our freedoms, trampling over our privacy. It's about big government, big brother, Alex. That's all we can see. So to answer your question, the movement is angry. The movement is out there punching on in elections. The movement is wanting to take down some of the people responsible for this medico tyranny we saw in Australia. But the movement's also going to be aware of the challenges that are coming around the corner, and they're constantly coming at us, Alex.
Well, I really want to appreciate you, George Christensen, for what you're doing, and we're all Australian, what you've gone through. It's like we're all North Korean. Anybody under tyranny is going to be us tomorrow. We're all communist Chinese, because that really is the model for the planet. And we really appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for everything you do. We'll put your Substack up on screen because it's so incredibly important, and I hope everybody will visit your site. Ladies and gentlemen, we always run the biggest deals of the year starting in mid-November through Christmas. But this year is hands down the biggest sale we've ever offered. Not just up to 60% off with promo code 1776, but on top of it, double Patriot points. And what makes this the most special sale ever, every order will get a free gift, no matter how small or how big. And it's all randomly selected by the shopping cart computer. So you might order a sticker pack for $5. You might order the blowout t-shirt sale for $4.95 and then get something worth $50, $60, $70, $80, $100. So again, some of the gifts are sticker packs. Some of them are Alex Jones Halloween masks. Some of them are books, films, InfoWars flags, American flags. There are hundreds of different items. It's all random. InfoWarsStore.com. Every order gets a free gift. Free gifts for every order at InfoWarsStore.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Studios. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Well, they were running a replay of 2 years ago using mail-in ballots to steal the election. They're doing that. But they hit us with the electronic voting machines today in Michigan, in Pennsylvania, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in New Jersey, in Texas, in New York, in California. It's all coming in. We'll have all the clips throughout this hour into the next hour. And then we're going to be intense, nothing but election coverage starting at 3 p.m. Central with the War Room with Owen Schroyer. I'm back at 6 p.m. Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Robert Barnes, everybody coming up tonight at Infowars.com/show. I've got all the clips that go along with these headlines. In only the key battleground cities and counties where the Republicans are about to take over from Democrats. That's where all the malfunctions are. The machines either won't work after people vote, so they leave and all their votes don't count, and they don't even know. They just leave and don't know it's all not counted. Oh, you just voted for 3 hours, 4 hours. Oh, sorry, didn't count. They didn't tell you. They didn't know. They just turn off. They're now saying, come back and vote again. Well, they don't get that message. They go back to work at the restaurant or the school or the police department or the auto parts store or the farm or the ranch or the psychology office or the dentist office. And then, sorry, didn't count. While the machine only called off Democrat votes, it'll save, it'll delete Republican votes. It crashes. It's re-uploaded. It's so liberal, like the PCR test that was 97% fake. Nothing working. Arizona poll worker responds to Maricopa County tabulator issues. Issues with machines are now reported in Wickenburg. Oh, the New York Times. Look at this right here. Voting machine problems in Arizona fuel right-wing fraud claims. Oh, yes. But there are problems all over the country, only in key battleground areas. Only Imperial stormtroopers are so precise. Massive issues reported across the country. Here are several concerns, anomalies we received as it pours in. Voting machines down in Mercer County due to glitch in New Jersey. You're not voting Democrats, huh? Video, voters told voting machines aren't working in Maricopa County, Arizona. And it goes on and on and on. The printer so blotchy from the printer, the scanner could not read them. New Jersey voting trouble. Scanners fail. And it goes on and on. All over the country, from Michigan to Georgia to Texas. Here's the headline. Voting machines stop working across America. Didn't have this problem 2 years ago because they were going the ballot route. But now they didn't have enough hidden dead people's names and people that move out of state. They were out of ammo. So now the voting machine comes in to save the New World Order day. We're all aware of several machines down, multiple issues reported in Harris County, Houston, Dallas, San Antonio, Austin, all magically failing. I'm sure it'll be the Russians' fault. Report of broken voting machines, confusion surrounding mail-in ballots, and it's even happening in Florida. Dominion voting machines already malfunctioning. Don't question it, they'll sue you. And it goes on and on and on. Let's do this. Let's just air clip 1 through 7. We have time to get to those. And the Democrats are now predicting they're going to win. Oh, they're coming from behind. Ha-ha, they're so liberal. They're so loving. They're so sweet. They're so good. Let's play some of these clips back to back. Here's Maricopa County. Here's a bunch of clips just out of that key battleground state of Phoenix. Here it is.
And the recorder run elections here in Maricopa County as a team, and we're very excited about how things are going today on election day. We had all 223 vote centers have opened. We've already had over 45,000 people who have checked in and already voted today. We did want to come out and discuss one issue that's going on out there in about 20% of the vote centers. Again, we have 223 vote centers across the county. In about 20% of those, when people will go and they try and run the ballot through this tabulator, maybe one out of every five or so of those ballots, they're not going through. got about 20% of the locations out there where there's an issue with the tabulator, where some of the ballots that after people have voted them, they try and run them through the tabulator, and they're not going through.
Well, stop right there. As soon as it sees you vote Republican, it kicks out a certain percentage just to make sure the Democrats win, because the red wave is about 25, 30 points above the Dems. So they just pre-program it, and it's very liberal, it's very loving, and just like your PCR test, and then bye-bye Republicans. Ha ha, liberal! Go back to the club.
And we also have a redundancy in place. If you can't put the ballot in the tabulator, then you can simply place it here in where you see the number 3, and this is a secure box where those ballots will be kept for later this evening.
Okay, pause again. They said it may take weeks. Then your ballot goes to a special area in Maricopa County for special work to be done on it. See, they didn't have enough mail-ins to steal it. Not that this good man's involved. He's a liberal-loving person. Then, well, then just, you know how it works. Continue.
For later this evening, where we'll bring them in here to Central Count to tabulate them.
Oh.
This function much like early voting functions, in that we would get your ballot back. Once we've signature verified it, we would send it to our central tabulators. Ballots that are in here will already be, in effect, signature verified, so we won't need to confirm identity, but we will central tabulate them. This is actually what the majority of Arizona counties do on Election Day all the time.
And pause. It's supposedly the computer that tabulates it. Oh, but not just Pennsylvania. Multiple states have the computer system that validates it's a real ballot. Those were turned off yesterday by accident. I mean, it was a failure. Let's go back to it.
Of course, I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise
you. Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread.
Isn't it funny that all these voting locations, magically 25% are failing? When a machine fails, it does its own thing. They don't all do the same thing unless they're what do machines do? What happens? They get programmed. Programmed. You don't get the same error on a bunch of different machines unless they were programmed, and then it's not an error. Continue.
Of course, I know everybody wants to make sure that it reads and everything is fine.
Can you repeat that?
I can promise
you. Can you start from the beginning and repeat that?
So what happens is we have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. Okay? The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful. So 25% of them are being misread, and it could be a printer issue, or it could be the tabulator itself. So when it's misread, you have an option to put it into what's called box 3, and it gets read, whether it goes downtown and gets read manually, or whether it gets refed in into our tabulator.
You don't want to adjudicate.
You get read. No. Okay? So no one's trying to...
And I want to be a trillion percent clear. These campaign workers, these poll workers are great people. They're not involved in the fraud. They're just told, oh, all the machines in the county have 25% failure. Totally impossible, once they're programmed. And they're just told the official story. So the media will be like, evil right-wingers claim this poor guy stole it. No, this guy didn't do that. He sees everything breaking. Everybody's pissed off. He's there to volunteer. He's a good guy. Probably a Republican. He walks out and tells everybody this. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. You know, they've caught car companies a few times pre-programming their computers to fail at a certain point, and they got caught because it's pre-programmed. It's pre-programmed!
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He's been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. That's how this is supposed to work, and it's important for us.
All right, we're going to go to Carrie Lake here in just a moment. She's live in a press conference talking about this. But again, they always do tricks. They didn't mainly steal the electoral machines, and I told you that 2 years ago. We were right. Some of that went on. They did it with mass mail-in ballots of dead people and folks that moved out of state. Facebook and Google on record spent over 700 million together to collate those numbers and send those out so they'd have databases to then fill out the ballots. That came out. This time they're hitting you with mail-in, but the landslide's so big they can't beat it with that. They barely beat Trump before. So now they've got to have the machines all fail, all the battleground states, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Georgia, it's happening in key cities that are Democrat-controlled. It's happening in Texas. It's happening in California in red areas, the few red areas left. They are stealing it, and they're using the computers to do it by making them fail. Then it holds up the election. Then all those ballots slide in to God knows what they're about to do. So never seen this many computer failures. They told you it was going to get held up, and it is. And then when you get angry, they're going to stage a false flag. I was talking this morning while I was hiking to a fellow that used to do this in third world countries for the CIA, that used to manipulate elections, used to manipulate enemies they were targeting. And here, let me just left my phone in my office. I was going to read you the text he sent me about the article about the CIA saying they want to target American citizens that was in ABC News and Fox News and the New York Times. And he said, it's clear. They're getting ready to steal it with the machines and the mail-ins, and then they're going to stage terror attacks and blame it on us after they do it. And that's, we now are very clear where we're at with Biden's speech that don't get violent when you think we stole it. They steal it, then they blow stuff up and blame it on us. We're here. They're doing it. It's done. So there you are. And we've been foreshadowing this. We look at their propaganda, tell what they were doing, but now it's very clear. We are against violence. We're not blowing anything up, but they keep telling you, hey, the right wingers are going to blow stuff up, okay? We're really going to win this election. And when we do win it, they're going to blow stuff up. No, we're not blowing anything up, you murdering criminals. But they have pre-programmed every bit of it. Let's go to Carrie Lake, which she's covering live right now.
Arizona, where gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake is on the ground there talking, and we're going to dip in and listen here to the candidate.
Tabulators aren't working. They told me to put my ballot into a box and they would drive it downtown to count it. This is not normal stuff. We don't have to have elections run this way. We switched from a Republican area to vote. We came right down into the heart of liberal Phoenix to vote because we wanted to make sure that we had good machines. And guess what? They've had zero problems with their machines today. Not one machine spit out a ballot here today. Not one. In a very liberal area. So we were right to come and vote in a liberal area. They gotta fix this problem. This is incompetency. I hope it's not malice. But we're gonna fix it. We're gonna win. And when we win, there's gonna be come to Jesus for elections in Arizona. There's gonna be a come to Jesus.
Just curious, your attorney had mentioned maybe a possible silver lining with the issues that you will be able to move about town and kind of shake hands and talk to some of the people in line. Could you elaborate on your plan for later today?
After we leave, we're going to go encourage people to stay in line. We are going to vote, and we are going to stay in line. And the people of Arizona would walk over hot coals, and they would walk over broken glass to vote today. And I know that they can stand in line for a couple hours if they have to. I know they'll stand in line for 8 hours if they have to. And they will vote. And my message to the people of Arizona is do not get out of line until you have cast your vote. Do not get out of line until you've cast your vote. Things are looking very good for us. They may be trying to slow a red tsunami, but it's coming. And we are going to take back Arizona. And I know that people are out voting. Take a little bit of food, wear comfortable shoes, take some water, and just stay in line, Arizona, and vote. Vote, vote. We got to vote today. Last question, name, and who are you with?
Well, I'm Roman Pontelius with the French News Agency. So does that mean that the problems are significant and not getting fine at all?
I don't know what the problems are going to be. I don't know what the problems are going to be. But I know that people are feeling disenfranchised today. I saw a woman walk away from a line today.
We'll stop right there. We're going to come back to her in the next segment. Then Mike Adams takes over. He's covering all the election news straight ahead. And then Owen Schroyer, 3 to 6 p.m. Then I'm back right through midnight. Folks, it's the same problem all over the key battleground states. They've done it again. And you'll see the headlines. Jones preposterously claims there's fraud when they're doing it again. And that leads me to this point. I didn't plug once when David Icke was on last hour. We're not going to be on air unless we've got your support. Other people aren't going to take on the enemy, point blank. And there's stuff going on behind the scenes. They're attacking us so savagely. I am proud of that. Not just what you see in the news. It's much worse. But it's okay, because I know I'm on the good guy's side. But seriously, if you care about your freedom, and you care about the future, we're going to cover all the hardcore news right through midnight tonight. And if you send out the Infowars.com/show link, and you send out the Mandaw video links, and you send out and you call friends and family and email and text them and say, hey, what's really going on is here, and tell them to then share it, and tell the people they talk to share it, and tell them, hey, the next person passing on, tell them to share it. It creates what the enemy fears more than anything, and it's human ingenuity and the chain reaction. So, seriously, folks, tell everybody you know, tune in now. Because the picture is becoming crystal clear, and we'll have more as the evening develops and unfolds. That said, separately, I need funding. Plus, I've got incredible products you need. The biggest sales peak in November every year, and we're at the peak right now. Up to 60% off the promo code 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com on X3, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, DNA Force Plus, Brain Force Ultra, Brain Force Plus, Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Alpha Power, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the Charcoal Toothpaste, the Anti-Plaque, all of it fluoride-free toothpaste, the Super Greens with all the best sprouting sprouts that just supercharge your guts and your flora and your health. More than 50 products are at 60% off. More than 30 products are at 50% off, and a dozen or so are at 40%. InfoWarsStore.com. Double Patriot points for your next order. Go there. I'm trusting in God, but like I said, we're barely in the black. We need funds to fight these people. We're not going away if you stand with us. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com while you can and get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, my number one best-selling book in the world. Get a copy of the book signed. That's a fundraiser. Because here's the deal. I got $180,000 payment on the book. They tell me I'm paid twice a year after that. We might get $1 million. It's only make a few dollars each book sale. That's fine. In a few months. And I'm pledged it to InfoWars and to free speech. But when you buy an unsigned or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com, we bought the books from the publisher. That money goes to keep us on air. So that's the place to get the book, InfoWarsStore.com, a signed or unsigned copy. And separately, got a lot of great projects. We're going to a lot of great people on stuff that hasn't been announced yet. There's not many of the coins left. The Man in the Arena Teddy Roosevelt coin, you get $30 off with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com, 1776coin.com, promo code 1776. It's a fundraiser coin, but we're discounting it with the promo 1776 at 1776coin.com. And we need the funds. We need you. We're Paul Revere calling. We've already ridden for months and months and years to feed our horse. We can get back on the road and do our work. Don't wait. Go to 1776coin.com and use promo code 1776. And then, if you want to help me, because the bankruptcy court says I got to pay 4% legal bills and I'm basically out of money, thank you for your past support. Go to SaveInfoWars.com and make a donation on GiveSendGo. I want to thank those that have. I want to encourage those that haven't. Do it now. SaveInfoWars.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.